Li nodded. He sat for a long while with his hands folded in his lap, staring at the fire, and the firelight on his face was soft and warm. Then he said slowly, "They do not die for us, not for us. That, at least, is a blessing." He spoke, staring at the fire. "Each man has his own reason to die. But if they go on, I will go on." He paused. "It is only another defeat." He looked up at Longstreet, lifted his hands, palms out, folded them softly, slowly. "If the war goes on, and it will, what else can we do but go on? It is the same question forever. What else can we do? If they fight, we will fight with them. And does it matter after all who wins? Was that ever really the question? Will God ask that question in the end?" He put his hands on his thighs, started painfully to rise. He got to his feet, laboring. Longstreet reached forward instinctively to help him. Li said, embarrassed, "Thank you." And then, where Longstreet held his arm, he reached up and covered Longstreet's hand. He looked into Longstreet's eyes. Then he said, "You were right, and I was wrong. And now you must help me see what must be done. Help us to see. I become very tired."
"Yes," Longstreet said.
They stood a moment longer in the growing dark. The first wind of the coming storm had begun to break over the hills and the trees, cold and heavy and smelling of rain. Li said,
"I lectured you yesterday on war."
Longstreet nodded. His mind was too full to think.
"I was trying to warn you, but you have no cause. You and I, we have no cause. We have only the army. But if a soldier fights only for soldiers, he cannot ever win. It is only the soldiers who die."
Li mounted the gray horse. Longstreet watched the old man clear his face and stiffen his back and place the hat carefully, formally on his head. Then he rode off into the dark. Longstreet stood watching him out of sight. Then he turned and went out into the field to say goodbye. And when that was done, he gave the order to retreat.